Welcome back with another episode. Welcome back to the back alley. It's been a while, and it really has been, and we're excited to announce our guest today. Henry, today we're working with One Mic still. Our cheap podcast equipment is nearing its end, and we are looking for something new. That might be a summer thing, but we're going to try to get through the year with this. I don't have my headset, so I don't. It should be going through, let's hope. And, yeah, Henry, why don't you introduce and start us off.
So I want to tell a little backstory coming in real fast. The real ones will know. We actually have a little of a history of blood in the same town as this kid. As some of you may know watching this podcast, coming straight from Villa Grove, Illinois. But he's actually from Rochester. Carson Blaney!
Sorry, Henry was having a little too fun with that mic here. Yeah, Carson Blaney, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from. Name, first name, last name, all the above. Tell us, tell us a little bit.
Okay, I'm Carson Blaney from Rochester, Illinois, goated town. I'm neighbors with these punks. I play tennis here, Illinois College. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, we're just going to go through a set of questions and get the audience to get a little, know a little bit about you. Blaney was catty corner to us in the dorms. However, he reverse catty cornered us to another one because his roommate, unfortunately, is not here anymore.
I just want to know, Blaney, did you scare him off?
No, he was really stupid and failed pretty much.
So, Blaney, the first semester, I don't know why we never crossed paths with each other, and then found out some grandmothers of ours had known his grandmother, also known as Boots Blaney, straight from Villa Grove, and that's where my history of family is from. So I like to refer to Blaney as Boots. It's a nickname that will live and die as it comes.
So tell us a little bit about Rochester. Did you like it? Did you not? You don't really have to say anything. Tell us about your tennis path as well.
All right, so Rochester, love that place. Really small town, probably like 3,000 people. One good thing about Rochester, best football team in the state. One state 8 times since I've been in school, so you know that's pretty cool. And I started playing tennis when I was in 7th grade and just never stopped since.
So he plays tennis here, actually has a match tomorrow if anybody wants to show out before this podcast, actually 3 o'clock on the tennis courts. You talked to us about different types of courts and different types of tennis balls and all of the above. Okay. Come on, Henry. Let's be for real. Sorry. I have a little mishap. Yeah, he's been talking to us about that a lot. Tell us what you're majoring in and why.
Okay, so I'm majoring in business administration because I just think it's the easiest way to, like, get to make money, and especially because it opens up a lot of places you can work. There's not a very limited way to make money when you study business, and most of my family studies business, so I can get advice from them as well.
Perfect. What is your ultimate goal out of the major? What do you want to do?
I want to own a business someday.
You want, okay.
I don't know what kind of business. Probably a restaurant because I like to cook, but that's about it.
I like that. I like that. Would you? Do you want to live here, or do you want to get out of the state? Or
I want to live in Georgia when I grow up. That's like the main goal. I want to live somewhere that has nice weather, but isn't like a terrible place to live, like Florida.
You think Florida's a terrible place to live?
There's a lot of crackheads, and I don't want to deal with, like, hurricanes.
That checks out. Currently, Henry doesn't have the mic because the calf food's getting to him or something over there. He needs to control himself. Actually, Blaney just went on a trip to Cuba. Tell us about that.
Okay, so I'm in choir, I see, and for choir, we got to go to Cuba for free, except for paying for passport visas. So we went over spring break. I didn't get a real spring break, but we went to Cuba. It was really nice. We got to learn some cultural, natural things about Cuba, as well as meeting some students from Cuba. And it was overall just a really good time. It's very different from here, but it was still fun. A lot of weird things, but really fun.
So, Blaney, while you're in Cuba, did you find a girlfriend there?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Just making sure you're still striving single by yourself here. I like to refer to Blaney as my kid. He's basically my own.
All right. Other than that, that's pretty messed up, Henry. So we like to get to this segment. Before a tennis match, you need to tell us if you have any superstitions, like same socks or same shoes, same hat. I always see him with a hat. You never see Blaney without a hat. And, yeah.
All right, so for tennis, I only have one pair of shoes, so obviously I have to wear the same shoes. But hat, I have to wear my white Nike hat that I've worn all through high school. Fits like a glove, and it's so perfect. Like, if I don't wear it, I don't play good. Don't know what it is. And also, gotta listen to Kanye before I start.
Okay. What is your favorite Kanye song?
I cannot say the name for legal purposes.
All right. Well, there you have it. Look it up and you will find it. Yeah, that honestly is. So, actually, currently right now, we'd like to give a weather update. Henry, weather update?
Earlier there's been stories that there was possibly a prediction of 10 to 12 tornadoes between St. Louis and Moline, and Jacksonville's right smack dab in the middle of that. And rain doesn't start coming down till about between 9 and 11-ish, and it has currently been windy the second half of the day, and I'm told Blaney we're going to take the old slug bug silver gray machine out of his when the tornadoes touch down and take a little storm chase outside of Jacksonville.
Yeah, so currently there is a tornado watch, so watch out for that. Be safe out there tonight. Next part, we are going to ask Henry. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, Blaney. So, when you're sitting back in your room, nobody's here, your roommate's gone, your family is gone, which is us, basically. What's your favorite movie snack, video game snack, your go-to snack? So, actually, we can rephrase this, your gas station go-to snack.
Probably just like any Chex Mix, pretzels, something like that. Anything like salty. Or, honestly, sometimes it's candy. Really depends on the week. This week it's a salty week. I've been eating a lot of pretzels.
Yeah, pretzels are they're actually really good. So why am I blanking? It's been a while. It really has been. So your music taste is rap, or what are you like? Give me a couple genres, or what you can't stand listening to, or what you can. I mean, yeah.
So mainly I'll listen to a lot of R&B. I also, since I'm involved in it, I listen to a lot of musical theater when I'm by myself or just in the car. Or rap. I mean, R&B and rap kind of go hand in hand for me. Just depends. I also really like classic rock. I'll listen to anything except for country. I'm not a country guy. That's the only thing that I just don't listen to on my own time.
Bill Grove wouldn't appreciate those roots. So what's your go-to musical or play you would watch? If you're going to New York Broadway right now, what are you watching?
My favorite is Little Shop of Horrors or In the Heights.
What is that?
Okay, so Little Shop of Horrors is about a man-eating plant. In the Heights is about Latino people in a New York neighborhood. But the music's really good.
I like that. Yeah, I've never heard of those. I've heard of a lot of musicals. Haven't heard of those. So...
On that note, are you like a Mamma Mia fan? I like the music soundtrack from that.
Yes, I really like ABBA. ABBA's goated. Top 10 artists all time. So yes, Mamma Mia, good musical.
Yes, I agree. Actually, I enjoy that one. Do you like the movies?
Yes.
Yes, I agree. So, speaking of movies, I'm not a big movie guy myself. Here and there, maybe, but if you were to pick top 3 movies that you had to watch for the rest of the time, what would they be?
Okay. Number 1 is Back to the Future. Number 2, Forrest Gump. Number 3, that's a hard one. Probably Avengers Infinity War. That's a rewatchable movie for me.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I like that. Avengers is... If you haven't watched Marvel, you need to. It's something definitely, like, you'll be stuck on. Okay, this is a good question. Never thought of this one until now. You're at a... Okay, picture this, Blaney. You're at a feast. Wonderful food. And it's just amazing. Like, you basically have every possible food that you love just sitting right there. And then the waitress or waiter says you may allow, or the person hosting it says you may allow to bring 3 people and anybody in the world. What 3 people are you bringing?
Number 1, my mother. The GOAT. The absolute GOAT. Number 2 is LeBron, obviously. Gotta bring LeBron the king. And then number 3, Steven Spielberg. Not gonna elaborate.
Well, started off strong and then went downhill real quick. Don't even know who the last guy is. Some people might. That's interesting. Do you have any weird talents? Anything unusual? If not, it's a pretty quick question, but if so.
I mean, if you consider being ambidextrous a talent, then yes. I can also... that's probably it. I don't know what else.
Interesting.
So I looked up Steven Spielberg. I wanted to make sure I was on the right track. He is... Looks like the film director and producer of some great all-time classic movies, such as Saving Private Ryan, E.T., Jaws, Schindler's List, Indiana Jones. Wow, that is quite the list. Two of these movies are rated some of the top movies of all time. That's a good point. I didn't even know who that was.
Yeah. Let's get to what was I gonna ask? I was gonna ask. All right, I got one. Driving down Main Street, Morton Avenue, Jacksonville, Illinois. You don't got much here. No big restaurants, no nothing. Probably the biggest restaurant out there is the good old Applebee's. You're driving down. You're starving. You have 10 bucks in your pocket. You get three places to choose from, getting one thing from each. What are you choosing?
All right, we're getting drinks from Sonic. That's number
smart.
One.
That's smart.
Number two, I'm getting a burger from Burger Board.
Smart.
And then number three, probably just like McDonald's fries.
Wow.
So, Blaney, I want to know, have you ever thought about that before? Because you were pretty specific.
No, those are just some goated ass restaurants.
You're right. That was a perfect definition of each detail in that. As you can't beat that. I agree. So what about this? Another question that goes on. Are you? I'm assuming you're an ice cream guy.
Yep.
So personally, I'm going with my three. Sonic underrated so much. Sonic ice cream is so good. Not in any order. Sonic, Dairy Queen. And probably just like a local town ice cream shop, I think is always good, even though we don't have any.
Okay, so DQ for me is the GOAT. That's just my number one. I'd probably say number two would be Culver's. You can never go wrong with Culver's. It's a little more expensive, but you can't go wrong. And then number three, around Central Illinois, there's a place called Crekles.
Oh, yeah.
Best ice cream in the world. Crackles. And I will stand on that.
Do we have a Crackles in Champaign?
No.
I don't think we do.
We have one. There's
Decatur.
One in Decatur.
Dang, we gotta try that on the way home one time.
Shout out Tyler Strati for working there. I know that's the only reason I know Crackles. We ought to go there sometime. Okay. Now, let's go. Give us your experience at IC so far. Like, you don't really have to. I wouldn't. Like, give us your positives, I guess.
Okay, so positives. I really like having like a small town feel. I really like being able to know my teachers, knowing pretty much everyone on campus. Like, walk around campus, I always see someone I know. It's never like just random strangers. And, like, the professors are, like, almost like friends to me. And it's also just not having to take more than a 10-minute walk to class every day. That's really nice. And just being able to play the sport that I love. That's definitely a positive.
Yeah, those, I mean, you've heard it, folks, from various guests. That it's that small-town feel. That is true. Me and Henry have a 9 a.m., and normally people are waking up, I don't know, maybe 2 hours before because they got a 30 to 40 minute walk to their class. Yep, not here. It is, we have a 9 a.m. We leave here about 8:55. Still get there on time.
I have to leave at 8:59.
Okay, he's lying to you. So, Blaney. We hear you want to go to Georgia, and I've also heard you're an Atlanta fan. Why is this?
I really like the history of Atlanta, and at 15, I pretty much just made the decision. I love Atlanta, and I love Georgia, and I saw Matt Ryan play on the Falcons, and I just fell in love with the city. Everything's Atlanta now. Love Atlanta.
So, do you want to live in the city, or do you want to just live in Georgia?
I just want to live in Georgia, but close enough where I can take a visit to the city if I need to.
Okay, okay. Outside of tennis, what is your go-to activity? It doesn't have to be a sport necessarily. Yeah, hobby.
Like I said earlier, I'm in choir, so really finding a place, like, if I can find a place to sing or perform on stage, that's go-to. If not, probably just hanging out with friends, general hangout stuff.
Blaney, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Are we able to hear any, like, De La Sola Mi Ta Di?
Actually.
Not currently.
Okay.
His voice isn't warm enough. He needs the fans to be prepped before he does that for sure. So
play a song.
All right, we're going to go to a different. I like this section. I'm just made it up actually. We're going to start off with a question. Is water wet?
Water is not wet. It makes things wet. It is not wet, chemically not wet.
I actually know the answer to this question. So I was never a big pineapple on pizza guy, and Blaney had a last pizza from, was it Papa John's? Domino's. It was a sausage and pineapple pizza, and I'd never tried it. I'd always been against it. I'm not going to lie. I tried it, and it was pretty good. So I can't hate on that.
All right, so another one. You go to the calf, okay, and you just eat the most random stuff, and you start to feel it. You go to the restroom, and typically you see the toilet paper facing you, not to the side how ours would be, but pretend it's facing you. Does the toilet paper go over or under the toilet paper holder?
It goes over, and this especially goes out to my sister. It goes over. The patent for the freaking toilet paper holder goes over.
Wow. Sister of Carson Blaney, you heard it. Wow, that must be a pretty big debate in their household. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's alright, she doesn't live in my house anymore.
Yeah, it's alright. So let's say on your off time, you said you like hanging out with your friends, choir, so friends. Henry.
So, LeBron, come down to a final decision. What's it going to be? Does Carson Blaney have a girlfriend in this current stage of life?
No.
Why not? And your nicest possible reason.
I really want to find a wife, and the people I see are not that material.
It's a fair reason. You heard it. Anybody, Carson Blaney, looking to get a husband up in the next few months, he's out there and ready to mingle. And he's looking for his wife. As you heard it, this is kind of like, the Love and Marriage show on the cruise. Shout out Nana Thomas. And Robert. We're going to put Blaney, actually, we're going to take Blaney on the Carnival cruise and put him in a Love and Marriage game show. That would be probably the most, I'd probably pay to see that, honestly. And you get in free.
Well, Henry, in order to be on the Love and Marriage show, you have to be in love and married. So I'm not sure if that's how that works. However, that could be a possibility. Blaney. Let's think. Henry, do we have any on-topic questions that we know of right now? Audience, give us a second. We're, we're really just off the spot. We didn't think we were going to do a podcast until probably 20 minutes ago. 20, actually 30, because this podcast has been going on for a while. So at home, do you still talk to your friends from high school, or is it pretty much separated?
So I don't really talk to a lot of them like online or anything, but when I do come back home, if I see them, obviously I'm going to talk to them. I have a few friends that I keep in touch with because they've been my friends pretty much my whole life through all of my schooling. Those people, yes, I talk to. Other people, not so much.
Okay, yeah, that's, I mean, that's kind of how we are. That's, you know, that's just how life goes. So, back at home, you said Rochester's really good. That's good to hear. Was the schooling pretty good over there, like, to prep you for college, or?
Yeah, so I actually feel like, especially my first semester, maybe not so much my second semester, but my first semester for sure felt a lot easier than my senior year of high school did. And my high school offered a lot of dual credits and AP classes that you could take to get out of taking certain classes in high school, which helped a lot, or in college, I mean, which helped a lot, so I don't have to take any foreign language or history, and I don't think I have to take a math. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Thanks, Unity, for the help. Yeah, we didn't get... I mean, there was a dual credit program, but it wasn't like how other schools are. More AP classes need to come to Unity because, let me tell you, folks, in college, you're going to want it. You are going to want it. Actually, speaking of on topic... Currently, the Illinois men's basketball team just got obliterated by Maryland. Henry, tell me how you feel.
Yeah, I'm just going to blame it on the young on our team. We have a lot of young guys who play, but I don't want to be the one to do that. We played well last night, and we look like Illinois College could beat them today. And I was very saddened, but, you know, it gives us a good long break before the tournament. As we're now sitting watching Purdue and Michigan, we actually beat them in the last week, so that's no fun. We're good when we play well, but when we play bad, we are under average by a mile, so it's not fun. So, Blaney, if you had to pick a college team, who are you going with?
What sport?
Ooh. Anything. Give me each sport you're a fan of for college.
Okay, so football, I'm going U of I. We had a guy from Rochester graduate, wide receiver for U of I, got to root for U of I. I just can't not root for them. For basketball... probably UNC. Love me some Michael Jordan, the real GOAT, not LeBron.
Wait, whoa. If we're going to... So, we're not taking Michael Jordan to the dinner? We're taking LeBron?
Michael Jordan kind of seems like an asshole, like, in real life, but in terms of basketball, he's a better player.
Oh, understandable. I mean, I guess that's how life goes for you, Blaney. What was the question we were on? Oh, yeah. So, football, U of I, basketball, UNC. Do you have any particular team for tennis?
Not for college. I don't really follow college tennis. I know the good teams are, like, those Ivy League schools. So, if I had to pick, probably, like, Princeton. But tennis-wise, professional tennis, go Carlos Alcaraz.
Never heard of him. Probably because I don't pay attention to that. But yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's understandable, those sports.
So, Blaney, we like to end on a song of choice. If you had to choose a song to listen to, oh, we did go over this. We're going to erase that song. Pick another song that is friendly, that is a go-to song for you.
I'm not sure.
You can check on your phone while we debate. He's gonna check on that. Just
pick one for me.
Yeah, proud to have Blaney on the podcast. It's good to be back. We haven't had one in a while, and honestly, to update you, while he's been, we finished basketball season. Didn't turn out as planned, obviously. For people that followed us. It went really well, though. A lot was learned. Progression was made. We had spring break last week. Got to see the family. Got to see actually a lot of the family. Henry, Mom will love this. Henry is going to be an RA next year. Henry, tell us about that, I guess.
Yeah, I need to take on some more responsibility for myself. And that's adding on a big page of I'm going to own a whole hall. And I'm going to make sure my fellow residents are treated right, how they should be. I'm going to give them the Illinois college experience that they deserve.
So I'm confused on if you're owning a whole hall or managing a hall.
Both they will do and say what I tell them to say and do. But I'm there as a RA assistant, residence assistant, to help them get through the phase of college. It can be a struggle for some.
Honestly, Henry would be a great RA. What do you think, Blaney?
I wouldn't want to be on his floor.
Okay, that... I personally would. He,
Nothing beats Nathan Barth.
That, oof. Our current RA has been terrific. He, you can't have a better RA than that. You know, he's inspiration to Henry because that's why Henry wanted to be an RA. No, Henry will be good. Henry will be good with that. On the other hand,
yes, shout out Nathan Barth. He left us for the last 2 days to go watch the Illinois State basketball tournament. So if something burned down on the fourth floor, we'd be alone without RA. I would never let that happen to my assistants, my residents, and I'm already better than Barth because I wouldn't let that happen.
Yes. I like that. I like that mentality, Henry. Yeah. On the other hand, I passed my private pilot written, which allows me to start flying this summer. I'll start in May after we take our talents to Cancun. That would be, actually, maybe not. Did we find a song here, Blaney?
Is All of the Lights Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I like that one. Henry, do you have that cued?
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Here, let's see. Let's see how we're rolling here. Okay, so not doing bad. Let's take a couple more minutes. Do you have any pets?
I do not.
If you could have a pet, what would you want?
A dachshund or a cat?
Wow, we are... Okay, we're thinking half alike. A dachshund is a good choice, I agree. That is the dog I want. That's smart. Would you rather wake up early in the morning or stay up late at night?
I'm not a night owl. I go to sleep at like 10. So wake up early in the morning, because once I'm up, I'm up. I don't get tired in the mornings. If I wake up, I'm awake the whole day.
Yeah, that's how some people do, I guess. Do you have any pet peeves?
I just really hate people that are like that little trauma dump. That really makes me mad when people just keep going on and on about their trauma just constantly, like... I need some joy in my life. Like, I'm fine with listening to your problems, but you gotta chill out every once in a while. It can't be every time we talk. Also, don't smack your lips when you eat. Come on, man. You're an adult.
That's, I can't disagree anymore with that. Okay, last question. This has just been a random question one. Henry, brew up one more question while I... This is my last question myself. You're on a deserted island, and you have to bring three things with you. What are you bringing? can't. Should we allow humans or no? No humans.
All right. Not sure. A lifetime supply, Diet Cherry Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
Also, lifetime supply of peanut butter crackers. That's my liquids. Last thing. I don't know. Maybe like a Nintendo DS, bro. Those things will not die.
You can't get any more unique than that. I love those three, Blenny. So we're going to go on to the ending here soon. I just want to give out shout out to Blaney's mom. I know her very well. We became friends. She wanted to lend my vacuum at the first of the semester, so I gladly handed it to her.
Okay, well, that's just Henner's personality for you. He likes to just get laughs out of people, and other than that, we'd like to thank the viewers for listening. I don't know if you can top it off any more than that. Blaney, thank you for joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure. Do you have any last words for the viewers?
No.
No is his last comment. Henry? Actually, no, he's got it. We like to say thank you. We're back, and we're also in the back alley, so make sure to keep on listening. Keep a heads up. Sorry it's been a while.